When Bobby woke up, the light in his room had grown dim, and when he looked at the floor, he could barely see the shadow of the tree outside his window. He had been out, asleep or unconscious, for 3 hours, maybe four. He was covered with sweat, and his legs were numb. He had never pulled them up onto the bed. Now he tried, and the burst of pins and needles which resulted almost made him scream. He slid onto the floor instead, and the pins and needles ran up his thighs to his crotch. He sat with his knees up around his ears, his back throbbing, his legs buzzing, his head cottony. Something terrible had happened, but at first he couldn't remember what. As he sat there, propped against the bed, looking across at Clayton Moore in his Lone Ranger mask, it began to come back. Carol's arm dislocated, his mother beaten up and half crazy as well, shaking that green key fob in his face, furious with him. And Ted. Ted would be gone by now. And that was probably for the best, but how it hurt to think of. He got to his feet and walked twice around the room. The second time he stopped at the window and looked out, rubbing his hands together at the back of his neck, which was stiff and sweaty. A little way down the street, the Sigsby twins, Dinah and Diane, were jumping rope, but the other kids had gone in, either for supper or for the night. A car slid by, showing its parking lights. It was even later than he had at first thought. Heavenly shades of night were falling. He made another circuit of his room, working the tingles out of his legs, feeling like a prisoner pacing his cell. The door had no lock on it, no more than his mom's did, but he felt like a jailbird just the same. He was afraid to go out. She hadn't called him for supper, and although he was hungry, a little anyway, he was afraid to go out. He was afraid of how he might find her, or of not finding her at all. Suppose she had decided she'd finally had enough of Bobby-O, stupid, lying little Bobby-O, his father's son. Even if she was here and seemingly back to normal, was there even such a thing as normal? People had terrible things behind their faces sometimes. He knew that now. When he reached the closed door of his room, he stopped. There was a scrap of paper lying there. He bent and picked it up. There was still plenty of light, and he could read it easily. "Dear Bobby, by the time you read this, I'll be gone. But I'll take you with me in my thoughts. Please love your mother, and remember that she loves you. She was afraid and hurt and ashamed this afternoon, and when we see people that way, we see them at their worst. I have left you something in my room. I will remember my promise. All my love, Ted."